This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra begins an exciting series he's titled, Drifting. Let's join him.
Today I want to share a very important message with you. You know, one day I was watching a documentary. In the documentary, there was a man who went diving. And as he was diving alone. And he jumped from his boat. And he went under the water. And he was there for some hours. And finally, he came back. He was a very experienced diver. And was on holidays. And I mean, that was his job. He was a man from the Navy. He was a diver in the Navy. But this one, he was on holidays and was diving by himself in the sea. And what happened was, when he dived, finally when he came up, he couldn't find his boat. His boat was gone. The sea had taken his boat away. So his boat had drifted. Look at somebody say, drifted. Then suddenly the man realized that he was stranded in the middle of the sea because his boat was gone. The current had taken his boat away. So as he was down there, little by little, the boat was drifting. Until the boat could not be found. Do you know that he was in the sea for 3 days until he was rescued? The only thing that saved him when his boat drifted was that he was a man from the Navy. So he knew how to survive in the sea. And as I was watching the documentary, one thing that surprised me was that he could sleep in the sea at night. He would be asleep on his back and he would be asleep. It rained on the third day, and so he was able to get some water to drink. And he was catching raw fish, and he was eating the fish all in the sea. And the most painful part was that at a point, when he woke up in the morning, the currents had taken him close to the shore. So he tried to swim because he could see the land now. But whilst he was swimming, another rip current came in the opposite direction and took him back into the sea. So he couldn't come. And when he woke up, he couldn't see the land again. He had drifted far away. You know, every time when I'm going to preach, one thing I don't worry about is what I'm going to say. Why? Because I've realized that whatever I'm going to say, in due time, God himself will tell me what I'm supposed to say. So I never worry myself. I take my days one day at a time. So like I was saying, I remember I woke up on Saturday. And most of the time when I wake up in the morning, God talks to me. God likes talking to me early morning. And this time he spoke to me around 4 a.m. in the morning. And I want to tell you that most of the time when you wake up in the morning, be on the lookout because God speaks always in the mornings. In Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4, the Bible says, "The Lord God has given me a tongue of the learned that I may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." Then it says, "He wakeneth morning by morning." In other words, every morning, you wake up because God comes to wake you up. Otherwise, you'll be in the cemetery or in the mortuary by now. So you are sitting here this morning because around the time that you woke up, the Holy Spirit woke you up. So anytime you wake up, remember that the Holy Ghost is around. Remember. That is why he speaks every morning. In Job 7:18, the Bible says, "What is man that you visit him every morning and try him every moment?" So he spoke to me. And what he said to me was that, "I want you to talk about the subject of marriage." I said, "Really?" And I said to the Spirit of God, "So what am I supposed to say?" Then he said, "There is something that destroys marriage that is greater than demons, greater than problems, greater than curses." I said, "Really? What is that?" And he said, "It is called drifting." Tell somebody, drifting. Put someone say, drifting. In the story that I told you, when this man jumped out of his boat, the boat was there when he jumped. But when he got into the sea, unknowingly, the boat started to drift. Little by little, the boat started to drift. So whilst he was there, thinking that his boat was there, By the time he came back up after his diving, the boat had disappeared. Wow. You can be married today with your wife. Assume your wife is the boat. And the years go by. A time comes, you dive down or you go to work, you come back, you realize that your husband is gone. You can't find him. Or your wife is gone. You can't find her. What caused it? Drifting. So today I want to share on the subject, drifting. She wants to say drifting. Now that word, drifting, what does it mean? It means changes in the condition of something that takes place little by little over a long period of time. You know, I've been a pastor for years. I've seen different types of church members, all types of church members, and I've seen all kinds of married people. And I can tell you, I have seen very spiritual people married and everything, and before I could say whatever, over a period of time, I found them divorced. It didn't start in a day. They started drifting. The conditions of the marriage started changing little by little. But those conditions, they are so small that you would never know until one day you realize that the boat has disappeared, little by little. I remember once we had an usher, very spiritual guy, used to be my right-hand man. Everywhere I go with him. He comes to my house. We talk for hours and everything. But you know what? One day I realized that he had started drinking. He went to a funeral and he went to drink. If you know you have a drinking problem, avoid funerals. So I remember I spoke to him and I said, man of God, your wife tells me now you started drinking. He said to me, oh, it was just a one-off thing. I said, okay. Then I realized that the thing started growing worse. Progressively, little by little, his drinking started building up. Then I reached the point now he wasn't sleeping at home. He missed one night. And the wife came to tell me that, you know what? My husband didn't sleep at home tonight. I spoke to him. I said, listen, why didn't you sleep at home tonight? He said, oh, next time I'll sleep at home. Then after some time, he wasn't sleeping at home for two nights. After some time, he was not sleeping at home for 1 week. After some time, he was no longer home. Now, what I'm trying to tell you, it didn't take place over a period of 2 months. It took place over a period of years. Finally, he divorced. Finally, he died out of his drinking problems. But it took place over a span of about 12 years. When the condition of something is changing and you are drifting, the changes are so small, you may not even know. It's just that they accumulated. So over a long period of time, that little thing that you thought was little now has developed into something very serious. That's what the Bible says. Don't give the devil a foothold. So the whole problem started as a very simple problem. The guy went to a funeral and drank one bottle. That was that. But from there, he started drifting. The second definition of drifting, it says, to be changed by the forces of your circumstances. This guy I'm talking about, I was the one who blessed his marriage. You know, this man, it wasn't his intention that he was going to lose the boat. Are you understanding me? It was never his intention. His intention was to dive, come back, and get into the boat. But the circumstances, the ocean currents, and the waves just sort of carried his boat away. So circumstances themselves, are you understanding me, can cause somebody to drift. The third definition of drift is that to find yourself in a place where you did not expect to be. You never expected it. It was never your plan, but you find yourself there. I don't think it's anybody's plan to fail. I don't think so. I don't think it's anybody's plan when they get married that they are planning something evil. No, I don't think so. But sometimes before you realize, you have drifted. You find your place. So where the guy found himself in the middle of the sea, it was never his plan to be there for 3 days. He didn't plan it. It just sort of happened to him. Wow. Drifting. So the Lord said to me, one of the things that is destroying marriages is this thing that is called drifting. And he said to me, it looks natural, but it's demonic. It looks like it just happened. It looks like it's just a circumstance. It looks like things just went wrong. But the Lord said to me, all the natural things that cause drifting, most of them are actually operated by demons. Do you know that for many people, when we get married, as the years go by, we begin to drift apart? You realize that we are not as close as we used to be. If you are not careful, you see, it sort of occurs naturally that the longer the marriage, the more you drift. But I don't think we have to drift. And in this church, if there's any drifting, look, we are destroying it. We are coming back. Can I hear amen? Can I hear a loud amen?
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, you visited me in my dream and healed me. This one says, dear pastor, my wife gave birth to a baby boy last year, December, and the baby and mother were discharged. This little boy cries unnecessarily in the night. I know babies cry, but this one was something else. And every time I will have to pick him up and pray in tongues before he comes down. So one day this happened, and after I calmed him down, I fell asleep and had a dream. In the dream, I saw you in my room in a black and white suit, telling me that you were passing through and leaving immediately. I said, okay, but if you are leaving, why don't you pray for us? You then knelt down and laid hands on my little boy. When you started praying for him, electricity started going through him and me. In the dream, I saw electrical sparks coming from your hand. After this dream, something else happened. I used to have some growths on my genitals. But the following day when I woke up to have my shower, a voice told me, take a look. Every growth had vanished. My boy is also sleeping peacefully. We give God the glory. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? We give God the glory.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.